chances, and when I thought about it, I made some sense of it. I talked to you for hours about your dreams of being on the TV. You and me were free. Something about the way you talk is common, and the more I think about it, it's alarming. You dress accordingly to what your mood ring says, and you've been blue for a while. Are you tired? Comprehend the meaning of all of this, and some problems are easily too big for me to fix. Sometimes I think that it's kind of funny that we met. Sucks, I didn't ask you to stay, and just like that you left. Dance around, dance around, but don't you dare make a sound. Dance around, dance around, dance.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
My mind's on fire, my heart's too- You are listening to a reading of The Brave and the Bold, number 168, starring Batman and Green Arrow, November 1980. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
I'll talk to him and find out what the scoop is. And if Samson is involved, I'll bring him in myself.
Okay, Arrow, and I hope I'm wrong about him. A short while later, in the office of Commissioner Gordon.
It's bizarre, Batman. Every one of the crooks you brought in has the same strange story. They each claim that they have no memory of being near the museum tonight, much less robbing it.
Bizarre, baby. But I've a hunch it's true. Are these the artifacts? Are these the effects taken from the prisoners?
Why, yes, but nothing unusual. Handful of change, keys, a carton of cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes.
And this cocktail swizzle stick, one of a kind, given out only at one place in Gotham, the Magician's Club. The Magician's Club. A most unique and exclusive place. For its membership is restricted to only practitioners of magic. Here the devotees of illusion come to relax and entertain each other with their art. And here tonight comes the Batman. Batman comes in through a open window. The place, it seems deserted. And I don't really know what I'm looking for. But I have a nagging suspicion. Hey, a noise. Looks like I've been spotted.
Master! An intruder is in the sanctum.
He caught me off guard. And his eyes, they're glazed over like a madman. Still, a quick judo throw in. But the Batman has little time to complete his thought. For the room, it's tilting sideways. What the? It is a short while later when the Dark Knight finally awakens from unconsciousness. Huh? That's a cute trick, that tilting room. And you must be the man behind it.
Quite right, Batman. The Magician's Club has many such entertaining devices built into it for the amusement of its members. Bind the sheet around him, Thomas. Do as I say.
I recognize you. You're the great Reinhardt, the famous hypnotist.
Batman. Famous, but I've never been wealthy. That is, until I discovered the secret of total hypnosis. You see, under ordinary hypnosis, a subject will resist commands that go against his true nature, such as committing a crime. With these special drugs and a hypnotic process known only to me, I could turn a man into a complete obedient slave, like Thomas here. He's the perfect example.
And Samson Citadel, is he another?
Batman is being tied up in the sheet. Now he's being roped. Samson Citadel. Yes. Samson joined the Magician's Club. I knew I had found a valuable addition to my crew of unwitting accomplices. You see, his talents enabled me to plan crimes I could never hope to achieve without him. Thomas, hammer. Hammer the box that you'll put Batman in. Hammer it shut. You know, one more crime, and I shall have enough wealth to retire. And I have you to thank for providing me with the perfect target, Batman. Thanks to your appearance at the theater, the receipts from that charity benefit will be great. Ha, indeed. You won't be able to make that appearance. But I'm afraid you have a previous engagement. We'll return with The Brave and the Bold, number 168, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, so find our ads. Is that an ad here? Let's see. Yes, we have an ad here. Okay. I wonder if you remember these cartoons, if you do or not. Here we go.
Tail Spinners from Out of the Sky! 8 a.m. New Adventures of Mighty Mouse and Heckle and Jekyll! 8:30 a.m. The New Tom and Jerry Comedy Show! 9 a.m. The Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show! 10:30 a.m. The All-New Popeye Hour! 11:30 a.m. Rack Pack. 12 noon, The New Fat Albert Show. 12:30 p.m., The Tarzan Lone Ranger Adventure Hour. 1:30 p.m., 30 Minutes in the News. CBS Saturdays, we we now return control of this comic book back to you!
Do you remember those cartoons? Would you watch them? Oh, speaking of a cartoon, oh boy. Oh, this is funny. Okay.
Richie Rich, the poor little rich boy, in Father Knows Best.
How did you get so rich, Dad?
As a boy, I sold grit, Richie. It's America's only national full family weekly newspaper. Lots of famous people got their start selling grit.
For every 35 cents copy you sell, you keep 12 cents. You can earn your own spending money every week.
Here, Richie, 35 cents!
Nowadays, you earn prizes, too. More than 100 to choose from. The more papers you deliver, the neater prizes.
Cool, sell grit, too!
Want to earn prizes and cash in your spare time? All it takes is a little grit.
Grit will help you start your own business. You will be sent papers to sell. Supplies and selling helps. You pay nothing in advance, so you don't risk a penny. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose by starting your own grit business. Thousands of young people all over America now sell grit. You'll have steady profits and earn free prizes regularly.
Papers only sent in continental USA.
Introduce grit to friends, relatives, neighbors, and others. Hurry up! Sign up now to Grit Publishing Company, Williamsport, PA, Zip 17701.
Yeah, you want to make money, sell that little newspaper wherever you can go and do that. Alright. Sorry I'm so low energy for this episode of Comic Book Radio Theater. Just not feeling it today, people. Sorry.
Trans Am Muscle! Trans Am, everybody wants one. Now Monogram gives you 5 Trans Am. A mighty super scale, 24.5 inch of power, 1/8 the real thing. Air dam to rear spoiler to turbocharged V8. Plus 3 glued together, 1 24 scale kits and 1 32 no glue snap tight models. Each has an authentic, as only Monogram can be. Accurate details. Parts molded in realistic colors. Slick looking decals. Monogram means Trans Am Muscle. Wherever toys or kits are sold. Monogram, right down to the last detail.
Monogram Models Incorporated, Morton Grove, Illinois, Zip 60053. Yeah. Okay. Ad's over.
We now return to The Brave and the Bold, number 168, starring Batman and Green Arrow. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
And Samson Citadel, he's another!
Well, Samson, when Samson joined the Magician's Club, I knew I had found a valuable addition to my crew of unwitting accomplices. His talents enabled me to plan crimes I could never have hoped to achieve without him. Thomas? Nail Batman shut in the wooden box we have prepared for him. One more such crime, and I shall have enough wealth to retire. And I'll have you to thank for providing me for that perfect target, Batman. Thanks for your appearance. The receipts for the charity benefit will be great indeed. Too bad you won't be able to make that appearance. But I'm afraid you have a previous engagement. That fish tank there, that you're being lifted above, that tank you're about to be submerged in, it is filled with deadly piranha fish, Batman. So even if somehow you escape the box, your body would be stripped to the bone before you could even make it out of the tank.
Is dropped into the fish tank filled with piranhas.
A somewhat showy death, wouldn't you say? I will admit, but then I've always had a weakness for the theater. Goodbye, Batman! Since you've captured the other members of my crew, I must help Samson on the final job myself.
And across town, in a Gotham City hotel.
I knew you didn't have anything to do with that museum job, Samson, but I had to hear it from your own lips.
Honest, Green Arrow, I was nowhere near. Oh, excuse me, the phone.
Green Arrow turns his back on Samson Citadel as he answers the phone and thinks to himself.
Still, when that guy sprung loose from my handcuffs, my handcuff arrow like it was a toy. Even I wasn't too certain. Admitted, Green Arrow, you were afraid that it really was Samson. You were.
Yes. I understand.
Look, buddy, if you say you're innocent, then that's good enough for... Huh? Your eyes!
Samson hits Green Arrow over the head with the telephone. Telephone receiver. Knocking him out.
Ah!
Some minutes later, as the Green Archer struggles painfully to his feet.
I don't believe it. Samson decked me out cold. And that look on his face, it was like he was possessed. There he goes now, down the street. I can see him running from the hotel window. I can't let him get out of my sight. I gotta follow him. This calls for my trusty arrow line. Yowie! This will never replace the elevator. A guy could get killed like this, but at least it's quick. I nearly broke my stupid foot landing like that. I'm still a little wobbly from that smack Samson gave me. I can still see him. He's in my sight. I've made it. I've made it.
Meanwhile, back at that magician's club, Batman is in his box in the fish tank filled with piranhas. I expanded my chest and tensed my muscles as the sheet was wrapped around me by Thomas. Now by relaxing, I gained some slack, but it's precious little. Lucky the handcuffs are spring lock type, and I've opened them in. I could open them in my sleep. There, it's done, both of them. Now, using the pointed end of the open cuffs, I can puncture through the sheet, and then creating a little tear in the cloth. With that, there's a start. I can gradually widen the hole. And I'll, with a lot of effort, work myself free of the sheet. But unless I can figure out a way of the rest of this trap, I might as well save my energy. And elsewhere, at that same one moment,
Samson's been joined by that guy in the tuxedo suit. Now he's breaking into the Gotham Square Theater. That's where the charity benefit is supposed to be held. He must be after the box office funds. Face it, Green Arrow. Your old pal has gone back to his old ways. I didn't want to believe it, but now I have no choice. No, I've got to try to stop him. Maybe I can talk some sense into his noggin yet. Samson, don't do it, man! Don't! You don't want to be a criminal!
What? What? Hit him! Hit him!
That's it! That's it! Now here, take my gun, Samson! Take it!
Thank you.
You obeyed. He obeyed you like he's some kind of puppet. You're controlling him somehow.
Precious good it does for you to know that now. Now, Samson, kill him. Kill Green Arrow.
You are listening to a reading of The Brave and the Bold, number 168, starring Batman and Green Arrow, November, the year 1980.
jungle. Here I was born. And here my parents died when I was but an infant. I would have soon perished too had I not been found by a kindly she-ape named Kala, who adopted me as her own and taught me the ways of the wild. I learned quickly and grew stronger each day. And now I share the friendship and trust of all jungle animals. The jungle is filled with beauty and danger and lost cities filled with good and evil. This is my domain, and I protect those who come here. For I am Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle.
Dancing, doing pills for kicks. The dogs start dancing and I'm meeting.
You are listening to a reading of The Brave and the Bold, number 168, starring Batman and Green Arrow, November, the year 1980. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
Face it, Green Arrow. Your old pal has gone back to his old ways. I didn't want to believe it, but now I have no choice. No! I've got to try to stop him. Maybe if I could talk some sense into his noggin. Sam! Samson! Don't do it, man! You don't want to be a criminal!
What? What? Well then hit him! Hit him! That's it! That's it! Now here! Take my gun! Take my gun!
Huh? He obeyed ya! He obeyed ya like he's some kind of puppet! You're controlling him somehow!
Precious good that does you to know that now!
Now, Samson! Kill him! Kill him! Samson! Shoot! And kill him! Kill him!
Slowly, a finger begins to tighten on the trigger.
Samson! Try to fight it!
Fight it!
Fight it!
Fight it!
Think about what you're doing!
Doing!
Doing! I'm your friend, Samson! You can't kill me!
Hesitantly, Samson Citadel pauses. As within him, a conflict begins to build.
What you waiting for? What you waiting for? Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!
You won't do it, Samson! You won't! This is the Green Arrow here, remember? You hear what I'm telling you? You're no killer! Samson! And no two-bit turkey in a tuxedo can make you one! I know it! You know it! You know it! You know it! You know it. You know
He struggles valiantly. This man, Samson Citadel, torn between an outside control that eats away at him and a deep inner loyalty to a man he calls a friend. And in the end, it is friendship that triumphs over all.
Fought off my control? How? I don't know! But I got to run! The effort, it made him pass out!
Samson, he's falling all over me! The dude in the tuxedo, he's getting away! Can't get my bow and arrow to stop him!
I've lost my chance at this job, at the money, but I'll still get away! With the money from the other jobs. But wait, wait, wait. What's that shadow?
Oh.
For a few brief seconds, the man called Reinhardt knows what it is to see a nightmare come to life. Then mercifully, he knows it no more. Sometime later, after Reinhardt has been imprisoned. Reinhardt was clever, all right. He worked his control with post-hypnotic suggestion whenever he needed any of his men. And at all other times, they had no memory that they had ever been used by him.
Yeah, that's great, Batso. Now tell us what we really want to know.
Yeah. I know how you escaped the handcuffs and the bed sheet that was wrapped around you, but how'd you ever get out of that fish tank full of piranhas?
It was actually quite simple, really. Inside the box, there were two heavy metal weights, one on each end, to keep it anchored at the bottom of the fish tank. I broke loose one of those weights and I shifted it to the other end of the box. All the weight on the other side, what made it free to float upwards towards the surface. With a little shifting, it was easy to get the box to stand on its end. And so the top was above the waterline. Then I battered repeatedly against the top of the box with the loose weight until I smashed it open. All that remained was for me to climb out the top, then leap down to the floor below.
Holy cow! I thought I was pretty good at being an escape artist. Escape I've ever thought about.
I wouldn't say that, Samson. After all, my trap was merely a physical one, while you had to escape a much more difficult one, a mental one, a trap of the mind.
Yeah. I did that too, with a little help from all my friends.
The end.
Next issue, Batman meets the maid of magic, Zatanna.
You have just listened to a reading of The Brave and the Bold, number 168, starring Batman and Green Arrow, November, the year 1980.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's of everything. lights are gonna find me shining like the sun, smiling heaven sun, feeling like a number one. Tonight the super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. Somewhere in the crowd there's super lights are gonna find me shining like the sun, smiling heaven sun, feeling like the number one. Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. Left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise. Ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone.